You going to give him some snaps Thursday night?
My goal is to play him as much as I can.
You only have three quarterbacks.
Excuse me?
You only have three, and you don't want to expose them, the starter too much.
Yeah, but the starter. But I think everyone, you know, I mean, some teams are down to three quarterbacks in camp, or some teams, you know, during the season you only have two, and some teams have two on their roster, some teams have three. There's always going to be exposure for that position, but you can limit that exposure by your calls, obviously. I mean, we can run the ball every time.
Doug, what do you need to see in this game on Thursday to feel more comfortable about your team heading into the regular season opener?
Well, I'm comfortable with my team. I don't want to think that I'm not comfortable with my team. I'm definitely comfortable with the team. What I want to see us is get better at recognizing some things, you know, schematically, some of the things that we've been working on this week, getting ourselves ready to go. You know, I think for each person, it's different. There are still some jobs that are out there that are on the line. I mean, there's competition out there. Obviously, we're playing a game, so obviously our goal is to win. But at the same time, I think just like the question before, you know, there's a lot going on with me as far as, you know, what I want to get accomplished, what I want to play. I want to win the game. I want to make sure, you know, these things happen. I don't want to expose our guys too much. You're exactly right. I'm not going to sit here and deny that. So there's a lot of things going on. So to specifically to one thing, hey, hopefully the competition stuff separates, makes the decisions a lot easier, you know, on that night. And then we can put our focus into getting ready for Chicago and getting ready to open up for the season.
Doug, in regards to Chris Williams and his back injury, last week it seemed like he was getting closer, then he doesn't dress, and now he doesn't practice at all. Did he have a setback? And if so, how much time do you think might be looking at without him?
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't. Am I concerned? Yes. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm not concerned. But at the same point, I get a little excitement, too. I mean, you know, here we are, Cyril Richardson now. I mean, no one really asked a lot of questions about him. And, you know, did he make some mistakes in the last game? He did. But there's something that he showed that, you know, I have no doubt, having coached that position before, to say that he's a future starter. So I'm happy about that. But I'm not happy that, you know, I feel the way I do with Chris and the availability. But, you know, if you get injured, you can't help that. Does that make sense? So if we didn't have someone behind him, I'd be a little bit more nervous, you know, saying about that situation.
Is Kiko back with here at Orchard Park?
Who's that?
Kiko Alonso?
Yes, he is.
Is he?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about seeing him again? And
he can't play.
Well, I know that.
Yeah, okay. That was my first thought. Can
right.
he play? No.
It's great. I mean, it's great to have him around. I think it's very tough on him. I'm happy that he's around, but I think it's very tough on him. As a matter of fact, we've had that conversation, you know, him being around and getting better, but he's working just as hard as he normally works. You know, in here early, in here all the time. So he's a benefit for our football team. You know, before he wasn't, because obviously we couldn't. It was nothing to do that you had to rest afterwards.
With Chris and Cyril, would you classify it as a burgeoning, competition between the two for left guard?
I wouldn't say not right now. If Chris is, you know, once Chris is healthy, Chris is better. But do I think, you know, when does the day come that Cyril is a starter in this league? Not just at left. I mean, he can play right too, so you can pretty much say the same thing. You know, it's like anything else. I used to always tell the linemen. The problem, see, when you don't start and you're not a starter, you've got to have multiple positions. So to dress on game day, you either got to be an inside swing guy or a swing tackle or a tackle guard, guard tackle. That's tough to do in this league, you know, to have that ability. You know, if you just play to one position and you go in there and play it and you're the starter from day one, you don't have to worry about all that stuff. It's a little bit easier, you know. So he has the ability to play – in my opinion, of both guards, which is good.
Would that play into the reasoning that Craig Irvin played center on Saturday as opposed to guard, and that if he's not a starter, he has to be a backup and he would be versatile on that line?
Yeah, we've got to figure out who the backup center is. You know, Doug plays center, Craig plays center. And, you know, both those guys have played, and that's why we're trying to get a look at so we can make the best decision.